Since May, the Cottagaging Survivors Group have been investigating the former St. Mary's Indian Residential School in Kenora for the possible unmarked graves of First Nations children. After an extensive study of the St. Mary's Indian Residential School grounds, Wasuushk Anangam Nation on Tuesday announced that 171 anomalies, which it also called plausible burial sites, have been found within the cemetery grounds. With the exception of 5 grave markers, the remaining are unmarked by any grave or burial markers. The site has been secured consistent with the nation's Anishinaabe protocols, Chief Chris Skeed said in a video statement on the Wasuushk Anangam Nation Facebook page in response to the preliminary findings. The community will continue to survey the ground using additional technology to conduct their investigation into several areas that have not been covered. Through survivor testimony, archaeological assessment, and archival investigation, these areas have shown evidence of possible burial rituals. The release also states that these areas are on private lands and the nation is continuing to pursue access. Wasuushk Anangam also said that they are meeting with federal ministers Mark Miller and Patty Haidu, as well as provincial minister Greg Rickford. The community is also planning to meet with special interlocutor Kim Murray to discuss paths forward, including more procurement of additional resources for the investigation. When it comes to the Crowns, Canada and Ontario, I deem them as a foreign government with their foreign laws, Skeed said. However, Skeed is hopeful that these discussions will be productive. Both Canada and Ontario have continued to express their commitment to reconciliation, to the truth, and to the healing of our communities. We look forward to hearing if they will continue to honor these commitments, Skeed said. Finding the truth and exercising caution on everything touched by this genocidal legacy comes at a price, and it's a price our treaty partners need to be prepared to pay. That is true reconciliation. Rickford issued a statement Tuesday afternoon, saying he had been in contact with Skeed and offered the province's full support. The news from Wasuushk Anangam Nation is heartbreaking. Today's discovery, the result of an 8-month investigation, is a tragic first for Ontario, he said. As the member of Provincial Parliament for Kenora Rainy River and the Ontario Minister of Indigenous Affairs, I join with the Wasuushk Anangam Nation and all Treaty 3 partners to mourn today's sad news. As we continue to uncover the truth of our collective past on the journey toward reconciliation, we will continue to support these investigations and will support healing for survivors, their families and community members suffering from mental health and addictions due to intergenerational trauma and harms inflicted by the Indian residential school system. Skeed also said mental health support will be available in the community all week. Please reach out to them. They are here to support us, Skeed said.